May 21st, 1900. The most sublime state is to undo one's own will in the will of God, and to live of His will. This morning, my adorable Jesus was not coming. Then, after much waiting, He came, and caressing me, told me, "My daughter, do you know what my design is over you, and the state I want from you?" And pausing a little, He added, "The design I have over you is not of prodigious things, and of many things which I could operate over you to show my work. Rather, my design is to absorb you into my will, making you one with it, and to render you a perfect example of uniformity of your will with mine. But this is the most sublime state. It is the greatest prodigy. It is the miracle of miracles that I intend to make of you. My daughter, in order to arrive at making her will perfectly one with ours, the soul must render herself invisible. She must imitate me, who, while I fill the world by keeping it absorbed within myself, and by not being absorbed in it, render myself invisible, as I do not let myself be seen by anyone. This means that there is no matter in me, but everything is most pure spirit. And if in my assumed humanity I took on matter, it was to render myself similar to men in everything, and to give him a most perfect example of how to spiritualize this very matter. So, the soul must spiritualize everything and arrive at becoming invisible in order to be able to easily make her will one with my will. Because that which is invisible can be absorbed into another object. If one wants to make one object out of two objects, it is necessary that one of these lose its form. Otherwise, one could never arrive at forming one single being. What fortune yours would be if, by destroying yourself to the point of becoming invisible, you could receive a form fully divine. Even more, by remaining absorbed in me, and I in you, forming one single being, you would come to retain the divine source within yourself. And since my will contains every good that can ever be, you would come to retain all goods, all gifts, all graces, and would not have to look for them anywhere else but within yourself. And if virtues have no boundaries, when the creature remains in my will according to where she can reach, she will find their limit, because my will makes one acquire the most heroic and sublime virtues, which the creature cannot surpass. The height of the perfection of a soul undone in my will is such that she reaches the point of operating like God. And this is no wonder, because since it is no longer her will that lives in her, but the will of God Himself, every amazement ceases if, by living with this will, she possesses the power, the wisdom, the sanctity, and all the other virtues that God Himself contains. It is enough to tell you, so that you may become enamored and cooperate as much as you can on your part to reach such extent, that the soul who arrives at living of my will alone is queen of all queens, and her throne is so high as to reach the throne of the Eternal One. She enters the secrets of the most august Trinity, and participates in the reciprocal love of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, how all the angels and saints honor her, men admire her, and the demons fear her, seeing the divine being in her. Ah, Lord, when will you make me arrive at this, since by myself I can do nothing? Now, who can say all that the Lord infused in me through intellectual light about this uniformity of wills? The height of those concepts is so great that my tongue, not well refined, has no words to express them. I could only say this little, though speaking nonsense, of that which the Lord made me comprehend through most vivid light.